This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, we bring to you Cowboys, former Cowboys defensive tackle, two-time Super Bowl champion, Tony Casillas. Good morning, sir.
What's up, fellas?
Do you want us to start talking about the game, or do you want a few minutes to talk about how much you did not like the Micah Parsons trade?
You choose. I guess we can start with the Micah Parsons, because I think that that's, when you look at this game tonight, that's probably going to be the reason why the Cowboys don't win. I mean, let's face it, you know, the Eagles, you know, they're a team that they pretty much know what they have. And Dallas right now, we know some of the guys, you know, the George Pickens, you know, some of the, you know, the players that they've already had on the team. We're not sure of what the dynamic is, but we know there's a lot of potential. But I think it's going to come down to two or three big plays in this game. And, you know, I think that they don't have that. And I'm just like everyone else, was blown away the decision to trade Micah, regardless of what we don't know about him personally in the locker room, how Jerry Jones got his feelings hurt. You just don't trade a generational player like Micah Parsons.
Is there – just kind of going off of what you were just saying, because a lot of that makes sense to me. Do you think there's any chance that Jerry Jones made that trade, or the Cowboys made that trade, because they didn't know what they had? And they were like, you know what? Then we do need to take a step back and kind of reassess and rebuild our assets.
Well, that's a great point, because I think that they're certainly not any closer than they were when they had Micah, no doubt about that. And I think that, yes, I think that there's some really, really unbelievable expectations and firepower on that offensive side, but we haven't seen it. But I just know that, again, I mean, you go back to, and I hate to keep going back to the 90s, but, you know, Chuck was one of the missing ingredient. And, you know, it got us to where we needed to be. And maybe in a roundabout way, to your point, is they – you know, they see the makeup of this team and think, well, we're probably two or three years away, so let's get the draft, let's get the picks, and let's try to build and get some players. You know, they bring in you know, a great defensive tackle from Green Bay, you know, Clark, and so I think there's some really good points to that, but. Yeah, to your point, I think it's a great one, because I definitely don't think this team is closer than they were when they had Micah Parsons.
Tony Casillas joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105 Through the Fan. We discussed your tweet for a few segments, I think, and that was, hold on, you traded this to stop the run.
Which I do
yeah,
get.
And I understand that part of the conversation, but in your experience, you know, having played this game for as long as you did, what is the most effective way to stop the run, and can Eberflus scheme up pressure on the quarterback at the same time?
Well, I think that you have to have the interior. You got to have that heart of your defense, because we saw last year that they just got gouged so many times. And, you know, to Jerry's point about trying to get a run stopper, well, you know, how about the Mozzie Smiths? That hasn't worked. You drafted him to come in here and be a future Pro Bowl player. That didn't work. And then you go out and you're going to trade someone like Micah Parsons, who's getting you, you know, over 10 sacks a season, wants to be paid, which he finally got paid. I just don't buy into that. And, you know, I think to your point, you have to have the interior part. You got to have your good linebackers, but you do have to have a three technique and a one technique. And, you know, those guys inside to just stop the run and not bleed on first and second down, and just make it so easy for the offense to, you know, do a play call and, you know, convert and move the chain. So I hope Kenny Clark, I hope he's the guy that, you know, that we, you know, after everything's after 8 weeks, we look back and said, man, that's one of the best trades Jerry Jones has ever made. teams aren't averages and not gouging, but, yeah, I just think that you say things like that because you haven't addressed the issue, where you've tried to and you really kind of swung and missed. And I think it really kind of comes down to that.
Now, I know we make a big deal out of like baseball opening day and everything, but it feels like the NFL, especially with a Thursday kind of standalone game, it's become a really huge deal, that opening weekend and everything. When you were playing, did you get extra jacked up for that first game, or you're like, well, there's only 16, so I'm going to be pretty fired up for every single one of them?
Oh, no. I think that, yeah, everybody says, well, there's 16 more games after this, but you know, how about the stage, guys? And you're playing the hated Eagles, and it's a, you know, we didn't ever play a division opponent. It would have been great if we'd opened up. Not that we needed any more, you know, motivation, but when you're playing the Eagles, of defending Super Bowl champs, and the Cowboys, it doesn't get any better. The hatred of the Eagles fans playing there. I know one thing: if you're a Cowboys fan, you either need to take a pair of boxing gloves with you, or don't wear, you know, blue and silver, because you know that's a tough place to play. But yeah, there's nothing about the opening week. And yeah, I think a lot of said, oh yeah, not everybody's going to win and teams got to lose. But man, when it's a division game and you're playing in Philly and it's on national TV and, you know, everybody's hyped up for the season, and let's not make this anticlimactic for the fans. And really, I don't think a stage gets better than that. It's almost like already a playoff energy. But as we know, we really haven't seen everyone play, because you just don't be able to see that in preseason. So I think that's the fascinating part about it. As a player, you just can't. This is what you play the game for. And this, it doesn't get any better than this for a regular season opening game.
You know, and hearing the guys in the Gambler talk about the energy of the Super Bowl and how that hits you in a different way in playoff games, and kind of what you're talking about for tonight's game too. You always hear players talk about the speed of the game early in a game. Can you kind of explain this difference in the speed of a game and when it kind of comes back down to normal in a game like this?
Well, I think now you really, it's a mental aspect of the preparation and the looks and everything you prepare for when you're practicing. You're doing some preseason work, but now you just don't see guys beating each other up. It's only three preseason games. So I think it's easy for the process on the defensive side of the ball, because we're so smart and we just absorb.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
More ball, the information.
Yeah, so much better.
Laugh about that. Yeah.
We did look at each other and laugh, and so yeah.
I was waiting for you guys to start laughing. Yeah, but
it's game day. I don't have time for laughing.
Defense always been smarter. We always knew this. Yes.
But I think the whole process for the defense is a little easier because, you know, I think the hitting is a little different. But I mean, that's what you play the game for, to go out there and just, you know, try to just knock someone's head off legally. So I think the speed of the game is a total, you know, offensively execution, but also I think for defenses, especially in the secondary and all the different looks and, you know, everything's just, you know, happen a lot faster. And but, you know, I think the older guys understand that. Younger guys would be a little wide open, you know, wide-eyed open and like, wow, this is, may take some time because I haven't seen this, but I think if you have a veteran team, I think you can handle that. But there's nothing like the speed. There's nothing like the, you know, the violence of actually getting to hit someone and really just, you know, all the off season, the, you know, OTAs, the mini camps and everything else. This is what you play for.
You know, that's. I'm glad you brought the word violence to the table because we were discussing this yesterday. Eberflus and Sam Williams were talking about they want this defense to be a violent defense.
Oh yeah.
Where does that come from? It's got to be the entire group is committed to being that kind of team.
Well, I love Shoddy. I think that he has brought a lot of energy to that building, and I love Matt Eberflus. You know, I've been fortunate to, you know, to play golf and, you know, talk to him. He's a tremendous, tremendous defensive mind. And that's what he wants to play fast. He wants to play violent. He wants to play smart. And I think in his offense, or excuse me, his defense, it gives you the capability to do those things. And I think for the first game especially, I think the mental preparation shows up a lot more than anything. The physical, you know, the speed, yeah. But I think the team that's locked in and really, you know, the football aptitude, if you will, and just kind of stay locked in on that, then you can let it eat. And I think Matt's defense gives you the opportunity to do that because he wants you to be a playmaker. He wants you to, you know, to be a smart playmaker and big playmaker. And I think that sometimes there's been too much emphasis off, okay, let's go make a big play. But mentally, we end up just sacrificing that because we're not in the right position. Mm-hmm. You know, we bust coverages, lanes, whatever that be. So, and I think guys love that. They love to say, hey, look, just take the handles off and let's just go let it eat. And I think that this defense, I'm excited about seeing it. I really am. I know we talk about Micah, but I really am trying to looking forward to see what this defense will look like compared to last year.
Now, how much were you familiar with going into each game, the injury report for the other team? Because, like, Landon Dickerson is good to go, their guard, but he had been having some back issues leading into it. Did you know the injury report and maybe how to attack legally accordingly?
I tell you what, it's kind of misleading because let's take someone like, I don't know, Lane Johnson or back when I Larry Allen, you saw Larry Allen on the questionable list. You're like, oh my God, I hope that guy doesn't play. And then he ends up playing the whole game. You're like, oh my God, that was kind of the hardest games I've ever played. So I don't think you ever look into that unless they're period out. I think that that's okay. Well, they've already submitted, you know, who's available, but I really don't look into that. you still got to, whoever it is, it doesn't matter. I mean, there's been times when you line up against a rookie and you're like, oh my God, I'm just going to let it eat and I'm going to have a, and we call it the mullets, but, you know, it ended up being like one of the more difficult games because you just kind of bought into that. So I don't think you look into that. I think maybe that's more the gambling aspect of it. If you're a fantasy football owner or you're gambling, maybe you look into that. But as a player, you just whoever lines up against you, you know, with your grandma or whoever it is, you're just going to try to beat the hell out of them. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
That's fine.
No, that's fine.
Right. Yeah, that's one of the okay ones.
Yeah, if your grandmother lined up across from you in one of those games, do you think you could floor her?
Hey, if I did, no, there'd be a problem. Now I'd have probably now at this age probably have a struggle, but back in the prime, no doubt about it. Grandma would probably not be sending me any Christmas cards anymore.
Now, Tony Casillas joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece, two-time Super Bowl champion. You know, last year when we talked, Tony, I was talking about my son. He was getting into football. He's seventh grade. He's right now eighth grade. They've beaten their opponents 42-0 and 35-7 in their first two games. And their coach has told them, we still weren't good enough. Do all the best coaches say, hey, guys, we have things to improve, even if we did that?
Well, I have my own take on youth football coaches, but
yeah, that's right.
So you guys won 42-0, and then what was the other score?
35-7.
And you guys are eighth graders?
Yeah, they're eighth graders.
Were you guys playing the fifth grade or what?
Wow.
No, actually, what happened is one of the other schools closed down, and so our school collected all the best players from that other school.
I'm just joking with you. No, I think that, you know, it's great whenever they're that age, because when your kids get older and they decide that that's not their gig, then. But I think that there's never enough preparation. There's never enough. Now, I don't. There's no such thing as mercy football, and so you just try to win, beat them to the submission. I think in the NFL, that's kind of your frame of mind.
Yeah.
Because it's just a different. You know, the mental aspect of it, because all these dudes are just physically gifted and they're in the NFL for a reason. There's only 53 guys on the roster, but then the mental aspect of it, man, it's a preparation and just under, you know, if the guy, you know, closes his eyes, you know which way he's going, or if he twitches or whatever. I mean, those are little nuances that you have to take advantage of when you're studying your opponent. But, you know, it's just to stay locked in and to focus on what, you know, what's in front of you.
Now, the Cowboys are pretty hefty underdogs tonight. It's gotten up to 8.5. Do you have a prediction for this evening?
Yeah, when you look at Philly, I mean, they're so top to bottom. They're just good. They're built to win. I hate to say this, but they're built to win multiple Super Bowls. And you know, you try to look at a weak aspect of their team, and there's just kind of hard to find something that once just kind of keeps you from going with that spread. But I don't know. I think Dallas has to. I don't know if it's Javonte Williams or they got to be able to run the football, which I don't think they'll be able to, because look at, you know, Philly's defensive front. But I think this is they're going to have to air it out. And I think Shoddy will do that. He's not afraid to throw the football, to sling it. But I just, and defensively, yeah, you know, you got one of the best running backs in the NFL. He's coming off an unbelievable year in Saquon Barkley. So, I mean, you're gonna have to stop that cat, and then you're gonna have to rush the passer. So, I'll get to it. I like the Eagles to win. I'm gonna say 35-21, maybe.
Okay. All right, I'll take three touchdowns.
it's just hard to say that the Cowboys will. I don't think they'll win, but I think it will hopefully be closer than what we think, just because of who it is and the stage.
Well, excellent insight. We always appreciate having you on. Thanks a lot, sir.
Anytime, fellas. Have a great one.
Yes, sir.
Now, let me ask a question. It's got to be either pluck the Eagles or
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the narrative to that? Let's just go with the latter on that.
Well, if we were off air, I would give you a different answer. But since we're not, I'll say pluck the Eagles.
Thanks, Tony.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.